This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond, and this is your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. It's the festive season, which goes about with lots of traveling and lots of things happening. And that means that we need to take precautions when we are traveling. As you all know, I've spoken about this so many times, that I am so pedantic, let me say that word. I want to use another word, but I'm going to use pedantic about car seat safety and about children needing to be in car seats. I've spoken to Renee about this. I've spoken to a couple of people about car seat safety. So if you want to go have even more information, you can go onto 5m.com and go listen to this podcast, this one and all the ones I've made before, to help you make an informed decision when it comes to car seat safety. In all honesty, I'm not even joking. I often, if I see a child that's not in a car seat in the car next to me, I am that person that rolls down my window and tell the people, please, can you put your child in a car seat or at least put a safety belt on them? And they often have like, no, they don't like it. Or like, and then my very polite, I'm never rude or anything when I'm very in a nice way, tell that to parents. And then I'm like, well, your child's also not going to like brain damage. So maybe you can put them in a car seat. And then, the irony of it is that more often than not, these parents or caregivers, I also don't always know if it is parents, maybe it's a grandparent, who knows, are often wearing safety belts themselves. So they're taking care of themselves. And in all honesty, I'm not even hiding the judgment in my voice, because I am judging you if you are not putting your child in a car seat or with a proper safety belt when they're older. And we're going to talk about those ages as well, because it's shocking. I did it wrong. It's shocking how long a child needs to be in a safety or booster seat and things like that, and things you have to look out for, because it is the number one killer of small children in South Africa is car accidents. So if you're going to prevent anything, and I mean, we take so much care, we vaccinate our children, and how often we do things to help protect our children. I mean, that's, I think, your biggest thing that you're trying to implement with children is to keep them safe. I mean, I think that's like a natural instinct as a parent, is to keep your child safe. Why are we ignoring or not being more vigilant? Is it because the police are not enforcing it? Is that the reason? Is it because, I mean, is that really what dictates us as a society? We need authorities to tell us how to keep our children safe. I mean, I feel that's a cop out. You need to be sure to keep your child safe, because in the essence, also very interesting statistic is that most of car accidents actually happen within a radius of like 2 kilometers or 2.5 kilometers of your house or five. I can't remember exactly what, but it's very close to your house. Most accidents happen. So you're thinking, oh, I'm driving here, I'm driving there, and it's fine. You don't, if you're a good driver, I mean, in the end of the day, accident, it's called an accident for a reason, but you are not the thing you should be worried about. The other crappy drivers around you is what you should be worried about. And again, I also had a neighbor the other day who got knocked over early morning off his motorcycle, and he died. Just like that, within literally 1.5 kilometers of my house. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm talking with this with a seriousness and an alarm and judgment, like I said, on purpose, because this is a very important topic that we need to take seriously as society. And if you are seeing someone who has a child, you need to do the same as me. We need to start being vigilant and tell people or put a safety belt on your older child. But because in the end of the day, it is something that can make a huge difference. And I mean, I'm now talking also extreme. Like if your child is in a car accident and dies, or has severe, I mean, your child could have a severe disability that can have an impact on everything that you're doing as a family.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Again, it's serious, this topic. And to help me like portray the seriousness of this conversation, and maybe I'll try to be a little bit upbeat as well, is Gail Francisco. She's one of the founders of the Car Seat Emporium, joining me today. Gail, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, especially on this incredible topic that if we can have more awareness, I'll be so grateful.
And I mean, it is really that. It is awareness. And I feel like, again, I said it earlier, is that I don't know why. Why do we need authorities to tell us that this is an important thing to implement? Why are we not just doing it?
Yeah, it is a huge concern. And, you know, if we can create awareness and educate people on car seat safety and the importance thereof, then hopefully more children will be in car seats.
No. So when it comes to car seats, what is one of the most common, or not one, what are some of the most common mistakes that parents make?
Well, I think, you know, this is a big question with many, many factors involved. And at the end of the day, we are all human and we do make mistakes. And I'll be the first one to put my hand up and say, I have made my own mistakes with my own son in a car seat.
Like, for sure. I'm putting both hands up because, again, I've talked about this thing and then I'm like in my head, done that. And also sometimes when you're in a rush and you're not properly bucketing your child in or something like that, you get to your destination and you like kind of pull the thing and you're like, oh,
yeah, did I really just drive like
that? And luckily nothing happened. But in the end of the day, yeah, like I said, I'm definitely guilty.
Yeah, and I think...
So my judgment is also onto myself.
100%, me too. And I think, I'm going to give you the most common mistakes that we see. I just want to mention, though, before I start, this isn't about parents shaming. This is all about baby saving.
Maybe that's better. Maybe my judgment should be that. It's not I'm judging you because, again, I'm part of this judgment. But it is. It's just so important because it can make such a huge difference 100%. If we're doing this.
Yeah.
We're saving babies' lives.
Yeah, this is a baby saving thing. Yes. So some of the most common mistakes we see is the incorrect installation of a car seat. We seem to have this idea that if I install my car seat with ISOFIX, it's safe. I don't have to worry about it. It's there. It's done.
Oh.
And unfortunately, that's not the case.
Yes.
So what we usually find with ISOFIX car seats is if they have a top tether, that is the webbing, that seatbelt strap that often comes from the car seat itself, and it goes around the back of the vehicle seat and attaches to an anchorage point. We often find that that top tether is not used, and that would, in the event of a car crash, that car seat would then move excessively, hitting hard parts of the vehicle, be it the door, another passenger in the vehicle. And it's not secured properly to the vehicle itself. So that is possibly one of the biggest things we see with an ISOFIX car seat. Then when it comes to seatbelt installations, often these can be a little bit more confusing. There's different color guides for the vehicle seatbelt that it has to go through. And often this is misinterpreted and people don't look at the vehicle... the car seat manual itself correctly and use the guides correctly. So we have on R4404 car seats, which is currently in South Africa, the most common. We have red and blue guides on those car seats. The red guide is for when the car seat is installed in forward facing mode. And our blue guide is installed when the car seat is in rear-facing mode. So an easy way to remember is blue facing back. So B for blue, B for back. Okay. And red, when we sit in the vehicle and we put our seatbelt in, it's a red button to release. It's an easy way to remember that in forward-facing mode, we're going to use the red guides.
That's
If
such a
you
great tip. And I mean, I can remember also having like, but I can't, I mean, my kids are already 10 and 13, so car seats is a very, not so long, but it's a while ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Our newer car seats that are tested under the R129 regulation have come out with green guides. Now, because the seatbelt routing is such a, I don't want to say tricky, but it's often done incorrectly, they're trying to limit user error. So on the R129 car seats, only having green guides, there is only going to be one routing available, which is far better than having multiple routings and then the possibility of an error.
Yeah.
So those are the two installations. Then we come to actual use of the car seats and where
Yes.
the errors come in there. So the harness being too loose.
Which is
You
the
must
harness is now the part that goes over the baby when you put them into the
100%,
car seat. Okay. Just want to make sure
100%.
that I'm understanding the terminology right
No,
here.
definitely,
Yeah.
please, because for me, I it's in my head,
Yeah.
so you
Okay.
need to, if I'm not making sense, please just
Yeah.
stop me.
So the harness
So
being too loose is also another mistake. Yes.
definitely, and parents will say, oh, but it's too tight. I don't want to hurt my baby. I don't want to hurt my child if it's too tight. It's absolute. We don't want it to be tight that we're causing like marks,
Yes.
but we must not be able to pinch that harness webbing. So when you put your baby in, if you can, if you've once
Oh.
you've buckled baby, if you can still pinch that harness, that webbing, and push it together, then it's too loose. We need to tighten it.
Okay. I also know with regards to the harness on that now topic, maybe you would have gotten to this already, is that I remember that the back of the harness should also be below the baby's shoulders. It shouldn't be above, right? If I remember
So
correctly.
absolutely. So our harness height is another error that's often m made. So you can the harness height should come out at the baby's shoulder,
Oh, okay.
and then it depends on whether our baby is forward facing or rear facing. If
Okay.
baby is rear facing, it can be up to 2.5 centimeters lower than the shoulder.
Okay.
But if we forward facing, it can be slightly above,
Oh, okay.
just ever so
So I
slightly. So
for
again,
completely forgot out in
yeah,
it.
but again, there's these little things we have to remember, and it's easy to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Especially we moms or parents, we're busy, we've got a lot to do, we've got a lot going on. How many times have we put a baby into a car that's upset, irritable, you irritable? We can make mistakes. It's human nature.
Yes.
So that's another thing that we often see as a mistake.
Yes, we can get into more of the mistakes just now. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem pharmacies. Better health starts here.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Great. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, talking parenting, and specifically today, saving babies' lives. That's what we're talking about today. As we're talking with founder of the Car Seat Emporium, Gail Franciscus, about car seat safety. And I mean, it's the time of the, I mean, all the time of the year is obviously important to have proper car, but we are often traveling a little bit further, spending a lot more time on the roads. So it is necessary to make sure that you're doing the car seat safety in the right way. And before we went to the ad break, Gail, you were talking about the most common mistakes that parents make, talking about installation errors that they make, then also, then the harness not being too tight, the harness height not being right. Is there any other ones that we need to know about, some common mistakes that parents are making?
Yeah, so often parents move to the next stage of car seat too soon. So we kind of see it as this like this goal, you know, we got to
Yeah.
get to this car seat. You know, the next car seat starts at 9 months. So when my baby hits 9 months, I'm moving to the next stage seat. Now you've paid for that car seat. Max out to those limits. Get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Snug is good. If you were riding a motorbike, you wouldn't want your helmet to be loose and moving all around your
No.
head. Same in a car seat. Snug is good. So max out those limits. Get your money's worth.
Yeah.
If the car
Is
seat
the
can.
limits different for different car seats? Because I mean, now personally, and I know that that's not always the best, because there is a period, and you've talked about rear and forward facing. So there is a period, obviously, with small babies where they have to have rear facing car seats. But I found, especially I remember with my daughter, she hated, I couldn't wait to put her in. I mean, I did wait I think it was 9 months, the car seat that we had. But that's not my question, is when should we move from a rear facing to a forward facing?
So I have spoken about R4404 and briefly about R129.
Yes.
So these are the regulations that car seats are tested against. So R4404 is no longer being used to test car seats. We are moving to R129. That does not mean that R4404 is a bad seat. It doesn't mean that it wasn't tested incorrectly. It doesn't mean that if you've got an R440 seat that you are an inferior parent or it's an inferior car seat. It's just things change, things progress,
And we
and now
learn, and we learn to do things better, and we need to keep up with the
100%.
times.
Absolutely. And now with R129, we have increased those safety standards. They are now doing side impact as standard. They do a hanging test. So that is an upside down test where and those tests were not done previously under 4404. So now with 4404, it was rear facing till exactly like you say, 9 months. Now with R129, a minimum is 15 months.
Oh.
However, if you can keep your child rear facing longer, ideally as long as possible, but if you can at least keep them rear facing till the age of two, that would be
But wouldn't
great.
their legs be like, because I could remember that that was also a thing. How does the legs work? Where do their legs go?
So, and you know, that is exactly right. Like, my baby's feet have just started touching the vehicle backrest. I have to move them around. No, you don't. Babies are so supple. Children are so supple. Their legs can go anywhere. If
Yes.
you think about the weight of their head is so heavy in comparison to the rest of their body. In a rear-facing car seat, their head, their neck, and their spine is cradled against the back of that car seat, and it's fully supported all the time. So in severe braking or a crash, the impact and the force is pushed into the back of the car seat itself and not outwards where the harness would have to catch them. So we don't have that severe head going forward and then back. And with the weight of that head going forward and then back, the spine Obviously, the head and the neck is very fragile and you
Yeah.
can severe damage like that. So keep baby rear facing for as long as possible. You know, if your car seat goes to 72 centimeters or 13 kilos, your infant car seat, use it till then.
Yeah.
Then move to the next car seat. You know, this is, it's not a race. It's not a race.
Yeah.
Get your money's worth. You've spent money on the car seat. Try use it for as long as possible. Then move to the next stage. So don't go to your next car seat too soon.
Okay.
Another thing we see is people putting their children in car seats, particularly in winter, and we've got a lovely puffy jacket on. It's cold. Put baby into the car seat with a puffy jacket. We tighten it. We do the pinch test, pass the pinch
No.
test, and we think we're fine. The problem is on impact, there is going to be compression, and you risk baby being ejected from the car seat because actually the harness isn't tight enough. So always recommend thin layered clothing that you're not going to have that compression. Hoods as well. If baby is wearing a hoodie, rather take it off. The hood tends to push the head a little bit forward in the car seat, and we don't get a good fit like that. So rather take the hoodie
I
off.
never even thought about that. That
You know,
obviously
it's
your
small
clothing
things.
that you put your child, and I mean, it makes sense now that you mention it, but I mean,
Yeah.
never even thought of, and I mean, it car seats also, especially if you're going to be driving for extended amount of time. Do you remember those things are also incubators of heat? So your kids
Absolutely.
get so hot in that. So in all honesty, you should not be, like putting
Yeah.
them
I
or
mean, if
leaving
it
them
is very
in.
cold, a light blanket over,
Is more
you
than
know,
sufficient.
more than sufficient. I mean, you could warm up the car a little bit beforehand before you get in if it's very, very cold. But luckily for us, we don't have that kind of weather very often.
Yeah, I mean, especially not this time of the year. The opposite is now the problem. A
Yes.
child might
So
overheat.
easily.
Yes.
But yeah, so, and then twists in the harness or the vehicle seat belt is another one that we often see. Make sure we don't have any twists in it. If there are twists in the seat belt, it can't work properly. So make sure your vehicle seat belt and the harness itself, there's no twists in it, and pull out all that slack. We
Yeah.
don't want any slack in the seat belt. Remember, in a crash, our seat belt and the harness is designed to stretch a little bit. So now if we've got a twist or there's still a bit loose, we haven't pulled out all that slack, there's going to be additional seat belt that now stretches, and
Yeah.
we really want a tight fit. So they say if you feel confident with your child in the car seat, to tip that car seat upside down and give it a light shake, and your baby will not move, will not fall out, then it's tight enough. I'll just stick
Okay.
with the pinch test. But you know, if you would feel confident with that.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that as the idea. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and I have been speaking to Gail from Franciscos. It's also a really great tongue-twisting surname this morning.
Really is.
We've been talking about car seat safety and saving babies' lives, in essence. We've been talking and like spreading the message of how important it is to have your child in a proper car seat, and also the common mistakes we made. And again, as she's going through this, I know for sure there's a couple of ones where I've kind of tick, tick, tick. Don't despair if you've missed this part of the show. Remember, as always, this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast on highfm.com. So you can go listen to it afterwards. And again, like I said, this is not the first time I'm talking about car seat safety, because I'm very passionate about safety of children. And again, we've now leveled up, I feel, about what we're talking about. So this is really great. Thank you, Gail. It's been really insightful so far.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, talking parenting, and specifically today, saving babies' lives. That's what we're talking about today. You've mentioned already now as well, and I mean, that was something, I think it was an aha moment. I never knew that, but I was very like adamant. I remember when we went to go choose a car seat, is that I wanted ISOFIX because in my head, you know, if the car seat is attached properly, it must be safer. But that is a common, I guess, mistake as well, perception that people have. It's not necessarily the case that ISOFIX is safer, right?
100%. And I think we have, there's great companies out there, and their marketing spend is huge. And I think we have that kind of to thank for this misconception that society has, that because my car seat is ISOFIX, therefore it is safe. And while that's not completely wrong, it doesn't mean that it's safer than any other seat on the market. The safest car seat is the car seat that is installed correctly and used correctly every single time that vehicle starts moving. That is when it is the safe seat. You can spend 20,000 rand on a Be Safe stretch car seat today. You can put it in your car and not install it correctly. That seat is not safe.
Yes.
So what we really need to understand here is it's the installation and the use that makes that car seat safe. So I did touch on it, but with an ISOFIX car seat, there's a third point of contact. We've got our ISOFIX arms, which attach
Yes.
directly to the ISOFIX brackets in the vehicle. And then, of course, we have a third point of contact, a support leg in
Yes.
some car seats, and then a top tether on other car seats. I just briefly mention here that they are now coming out with infant car seats that have a built-in ISOFIX arms that don't have a third point of contact. But currently, there are only two currently in South Africa, and I am not including those in this question because they don't have a third point of contact, but they are very rare. So I'm going to stick with what is
Most
the
common, yeah.
majority. And that is, of course, our third point of contact being the top tether, which people, they think to themselves, what is this long strap thing here? And they don't know what it is, and it's just very confusing. And then there's like a little bag for it at the back, and well, I'll just stick it in the bag and then I'll pretend it wasn't there, kind of thing. And I've heard it so many times that parents go, oh, is that what that thing is? Yes, that's what that thing is. We have to attach it. Again, our marketing from these companies is that, and this is where a big problem comes in here, is they say, oh, I've got a 360-degree rotating car seat, so therefore it must rotate. Yes,
Yes.
naturally. That's why I bought the car seat. It's a rotating car seat. However, when the top tether is attached directly to the car seat itself, it only rotates when it's in rear-facing mode, not in forward-facing mode. And that is where our big problem is coming in, because that car seat was sold to that parent as a 360-degree rotating car seat, and that is the expectation. Whether it is forward facing, whether it's rear facing, I can rotate it. Naturally so. I understand why people would think that. And it's the marketing behind it that is at fault here, I'm sorry to say. But for me, that is a fact. And what I've seen with the top tethers not being used, that comes up time and time and time again. Oh, but I'm supposed to be able to rotate it to the door so I can get my child in
Yeah.
easily. But it's only when the car seat is in rear-facing mode. So absolutely no, ISOFIX is not safer than seatbelt installation. ISOFIX was designed to prevent user error.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're
Which makes
human.
also sense, because again, it was, I mean, for me, it was very tricky to to do that whole safety belt thing. And I mean, you've spoken about the blue loops and the red loops and the green loops and all those things. And again, I can remember that, but I mean, is there then, how should a car seat be installed?
So when we install a car seat.
Should you, because should you be doing it yourself? Or, I mean, obviously you should know how to do it.
Yes, definitely.
Eventually, definitely you
Yes.
should. But I mean, I also feel like some people just buy the car seat and then they install it and then they're hoping that it is the right way. And I feel like a little bit more training is necessary.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And this is exactly why Renee and I started the Car Seat Emporium, is because there are people who just don't feel confident with their car seat installations, and they're not sure.
Yeah.
And they go to, a baby store where they got the car seat. And I mean, I have done it myself, where I've purchased a car seat from a baby store. They have installed it for me, and I assume it's done correctly. And then when I learned more, I realized, oh my word, that car seat that I bought actually didn't fit properly in my vehicle because it got buckle crunch.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I didn't
Yeah.
know better. And I think that's, we can only do better when we know more and
Yeah.
we have information. And that's exactly why Renee and I, we are here to help. So if you are not convinced that your car seat is installed correctly, we are here, we are happy, we are willing to help, we want to help you. So yes, there is a right and a wrong way to do it, and it's something that I encourage every person, every parent, if you have a car seat or caregiver, to know how to install it. I've had moms who say, I can't install it, my husband must do it because I'm not confident in doing it. And I say to them, you can do it. You can do it. And you must know how to do it. And we are here to help you and support you to make sure you know how to do it correctly. Because it is possible. It is possible that you might have to install that car seat yourself. And I want to give you the tools to do it confidently. So 100% there's a right way and a wrong way. When you install a seat, you have your vehicle manual with you. You have your car seat manual with you. And you read them, you take your time, you make sure that the actual space in the vehicle you want to put the car seat on is compatible for a car seat. You probably won't believe me if I tell you that there is a seven-seater vehicle on the market today that can accommodate one car seat.
Oh, wow.
There is only one spot in that vehicle that allows for a car seat. So we must never assume that every spot in a vehicle is going to be compatible for a
I
car
never
seat.
even thought about that. And I can remember even re speaking with Renee, and again, podcast available on Hi FM, that she also spoke about the fact that not all car seats are compatible with the car. And you need to make sure that. Because some American cars, you need to have an American car seat, and some European cars, you should rather opt for a European car seat because it's made for those, like, to be compatible with certain things. And I never knew that either. I mean, people don't tell you that.
No, and probably because they don't know either. I
Oh.
mean, I had a lady last week who immigrated back to South Africa from Dubai. She's got two American car seats. Technically, that is illegal to use here in South Africa because we follow European guidelines. However, that car seat is better than no car seat, right?
I guess, I don't know. You should answer
But I mean,
that
I would rather her children be in
question.
that
In a
car seat.
car seat than in no car seat. Yes, I guess I
Yeah.
agree with that.
But technically illegal. However, I mean, would
No.
our police know?
Oh. Oh. That's a good point.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Hive FM, and it's been such a great, insightful show today as well. I've learned again so much, and I'm hoping that we've enlightened you on car seat safety today because it is an incredibly important topic, and we need to be a lot more aware. And again, I mean, Gail just touched on it because in the end, the reality is that laws are not being enforced in our country, and we should stop making that our benchmark, to be honest, that, oh, I'm not going to get caught, so I'll just get away with it. We're talking here about your child's life or their future. And I don't feel there's a compromise or a gray zone in this situation. You need to have the appropriate and the right things. And I mean, again, the amount of mistakes, and again, I'm really not, I'm guilty of a couple of these things as well, that you're in a rush and you should be taking the time. But I mean, just the fact that you were now saying that there's a right way and a wrong way to install it, the right and the wrong kind of car seat for the car that you're using. And these are things that we need to tell people about, because you're also, it's so expensive for a car seat. And if you're buying one that's not even going to be, I mean, 100% safe, I don't think there's anything that you like. I don't think there's, you can't prevent everything. It depends on what happens. But in the end of the day, you want the safest option for your car. And I mean, for me, mind blowing, this fact that you're like a 7-seater car, which is obviously a family car. Who else is going to buy a 7-seater car?
Definitely not a
And
bachelor.
yeah, it's like, why? Maybe if you're transporting people, other people, I don't know. But I mean, in the end of the day, that is, it's obviously a family kind of oriented car. And there's one space in that car that's actually, and I honestly have never thought about that, is there an actual, I mean, there's some things that logically for me, like, you shouldn't put your child in the gap in between the seats. I feel like that space is not made for a car seat. But that's almost the only thing that I've ever considered when thinking, is this a safe space for a car seat or not? I mean, we are very much running out of time, girls. So you're going to have to maybe come again so that we can talk even more. Because
Anytime.
the funny thing is, I've spoken to Renee now, I've spoken to you, and the reality is we still got a whole bunch of questions that we haven't gotten to. But before you go, is like, there's two questions that I just want to ask. Is first of all, is there a lifespan on a car seat, in the sense of, should you, and I mean, also because you get lots of people who are selling secondhand, because again, it's really expensive for a car seat. Is it okay to use a secondhand one? So maybe those kind of two questions, just to.
Yeah, let me answer those two for you. So yes, a car seat does have a lifespan. Some people, I'll just touch on this, some people do think that a car seat expires. Now that is an American term. So American car seats, they have an expiry date. European car seats, like ours, they have a lifespan. Now, unfortunately, it's not a set time, so I can't give you a time that every single car seat has a lifespan of X.
No.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. Different brands have different lifespans. So again, check your manual, see what your lifespan of the car seat is, and once it's reached that, you need to dispose of it in an ethical way so that it's not used thereafter. You can contact Wheelwell. Tell them that the car seat has reached its lifespan and they will dispose of it correctly.
Because that's also the thing, is like, I mean, I know, I mean, it sounds so silly, because in your head you're thinking, oh, well, I can only use a car seat for so long anyway, because my kid, like, but the reality is that I use definitely my car seat for a longer period of time, because I used it for both my kids. So what if you have three or four kids? Then obviously it's a
Absolutely.
much longer kind of time frame we're looking at. And
Of
again,
course.
not something I thought about, because I'm just, yes, I'm getting my money's worth out of this crossing.
Absolutely, because it's
Yes,
expensive.
it's like the
But
card. You want to use it for as much as possible.
absolutely. And that's exactly the thing is that, and this is where the problem comes in. We have more than one child, so the car seat is used for a longer
Yeah.
period of time. Or we finished with the car seat, so we'll sell it secondhand.
Yeah.
Okay, now selling a car seat secondhand, and I understand why car seats are expensive, and that's
Yeah.
why people buy them secondhand. I understand that. If you can afford to buy new, I will strongly recommend that you do buy new.
Yes.
If you cannot, I would suggest you go through Wheelwell. They do safety checks on their car
Wheelwell
seat.
has also been on my show.
Huge respect for them. Huge, huge, huge respect for Wheelwell. So if you cannot afford a car seat, contact Wheelwell. You can pay what you can afford, a donation. They will help you with the car seat that you need. Buying secondhand, unfortunately, we can't always see the damage with the naked eye. So if you are going to buy secondhand, try get from somebody you know. And then still, I suggest you remove the covers of the car seats, check the polystyrene on the inside. If it's cracked or damaged, it's a no-go. Absolute no-go there. Ask if the car seat has been in an accident. I can't guarantee you'll get a truthful answer, but at least ask the
Oh,
question
sure. Because
and
that's
check.
also you think of only like, is it clean? That was the, in all honesty, that's the only thing. I was like, oh, this car seat's clean. It looks in a good condition.
But we often can't see the damage with the naked eye. So, I mean, have a good look at it. Check if there's any stress marks on the black plastic. You know, if there's any of those gray white stress marks, you obviously want to stay away from it. But again, I completely understand why people buy secondhand, but it is something you do need to be acutely aware of that. And even if you go and you buy a cheaper car seat in store, at least you know it's new. At least you know it hasn't been in an accident. You're going to get your full lifespan out of that car seat, which is positive. And use it correctly, install it correctly. It has undergone crash testing. It will be safe. I would also suggest, because car seats are so expensive, that you insure your car seat.
I was never really thought about that. I can't remember if I did that. I think I did. But that's a good
So
tip. Yes, insure your car seat.
insure your car seat, and not only for theft, for accident as well.
Oh. Listen here, Gail, it was absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And I mean, again, I think there's still about 5 questions that we can, and probably even more that we can talk about. But I really do feel that this was great awareness. We've definitely like added to baby safety, I feel today. But before you go, please can you just let people know where they can find you?
So we are on Facebook and Instagram, the Car Seat Emporium, and our website, www.thecarseatemporium.co.za. Email address is info@thecarseatemporium.co.za. And honestly, we are here to help. And Yolandi, just thank you so much for being a car seat safety pioneer from your side and helping us create awareness. And yeah. Not parents shaming at all, rather baby saving.
Yes, I loved. I that's not my new thing. So retracting my initial judgment and just saying that in the end of the day, we can all do better. And that's what this is all about, is we can do better because now we know better.
100%. And education is key here. And we human guys, we make mistakes. It's okay.
No, unfortunately, and that's why it's called an accident.
It's okay. We
Literally an
can.
accident. You
It's
not
absolutely,
purposeful.
and we are here to help.
Thank you so much, girl. It was fantastic having you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, just like that, another show has come to an end. And it was a beautiful show. If you've missed it, don't despair because we spoke so much about baby saving and car seat safety, specifically with Gail Franciscus. I did it without hesitation from the Car Seat Emporium, where you can find them. They're here to, like, literally a treasure trove of information on car seat safety is their website and their Instagram and everything. So go follow them, go like them. They are here to assist you. So please go check it out. It's really a wonderful website. It was, again, a wonderful show. If you've missed it, do not despair because luckily this show and all of my shows. In fact, all of the shows on Hi FM are available as podcasts on hifm.com. If you haven't downloaded the app, why? Why have you not? I've been telling you the entire year to please go download the app because you can listen to Hi FM live from the app wherever you are. And as well, you can just access all of the podcasts on your phone. So it's really easy. You can listen and learn and be just happy with us. While you have the app. So please, if you haven't got it, and also you can interact with us while our shows are on, where you can just go, who I want to WhatsApp them, and then you can watch. It's so simple. Again, just go download the app. It's a good thing to do. But just like that, the show is over, and it was a wonderful one. I look forward to chatting with you more next week. But please remember, and I hope that my judgment was not too much today, because you know my motto is always be kind. One of the greatest gifts you can give your child is the example of kindness. So go out there and just be kind, especially this time of the year. We need to be kind because we're all stressed out. We're all feeling the grind. So go out there and be kind. Rather smile and keep your mouth shut. And if you can't be kind. But thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, enjoy your day.